You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Bexar County commissioners were told this week county spending could surpass county revenue as early as 2027 without some budget belt tightening. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has a story.
The county is headed into its 2026 budget cycle now. They will be looking at ways to cut spending or boost revenue to get ahead of long-range budget forecasts that show a deficit is coming if they don't. The county budget office told commissioners home sales have cooled a bit, but there should still be some small revenue growth from property taxes. And then there's the federal COVID relief money drying up, which has been used to fund some programs and jobs. And there's health care costs for county workers and millions of dollars in overtime costs at the crowded county jail and paying other counties to house bare inmates. County Judge Peter Sakai reacted this way to the budget report.
This report today is, it's not a rosy, but it's somber. It is a projection of what we have to do in regards to revenues and what our expenditures are going to be.
The county hopes to continue its three-decade-long streak of holding the line on property taxes while funding a budget that in recent years is pushing $3 billion. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Partisan politics have been a dividing issue across the U.S. and also here in San Antonio. City Council District 9 candidate Angie Taylor Aramburu told TPR on Wednesday she'd like to see city government become more unified.
The city hall races are nonpartisan on purpose because we're here to manage tax dollars. We're here to do infrastructure. There's no red or blue way to fill a pothole, right? We just need someone willing to listen to the problem and solve it.
District 9 runoff candidate Misty Spears was invited to debate on TPR, but declined the offer to participate. You can hear more of the conversation with Aramburu at TPR.org. That's also where you can view our runoff voters guide. Runoff election day is June 7th. The city of San Antonio is preparing for another hot summer this year. The city will operate dozens of cooling centers at libraries, senior centers, and other city facilities throughout the summer that'll run as late as 9 p.m. Brian O'Neill is San Antonio's deputy fire chief and the city's emergency management coordinator. He said the cooling centers also provide a space for pets.
A critical thing in emergency management is letting people know that their pets are welcome. We know this is a barrier for people. Pets are like our family, and people tend to not want to leave their pets, and so they don't take care of themselves. So they know they could bring their pet with them. That's very important.
Go to sa.gov/hotweather to learn more about the city's heat resources. Again, that's sa.gov/hotweather. And the city will also have many services and programs available for local youth throughout the summer, including 24 public pools and free swimming classes. Assistant City Manager David McCary said there are also opportunities for youth to get involved at their local libraries over the summer.
High school age teens are invited to experience teen lead activities. Many of those activities include music production, book exploration, tech discovery, art creation, video gaming, cooking, and a lot more.
Starting in June, younger kids can go to any public library branch to pick up a brand new free book. VIA's Board of Trustees unanimously approved this week the agency's Better Bus Plan. The plan aims to increase frequency and reliability and implement innovative transit solutions with VIA's Rapid Green and Silver Lines, which would create north-south and east-west travel corridors through busy travel areas. VIA also plans on expansion of its on-demand VIA Link service and enhancing accessibility on its VIA Rapid Lines. Details are at keepsamoving.com. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.